So we're going to start with some tunes from Planxty.
As I was a-walking one fine summer's morning, looking around me and taking the air, when who should I spy but a fair pretty maiden walking before me all on the highway. I took hold of her hand and I bade her good morning. Pray, where are you going so early this morn? She says, me kind sir, I'm going to Lisburn, that sweet, pleasant place where I was born. And it's may I go with you, me sweet, pretty darling, all for to bear you sweet company. And turning around and smiling so sweetly, she says, me kind sir, you may do as you please. Well, we haven't been a-walking but a mile together before that we better acquainted became. I says, me fair maid, come and sit you down by me, there I will show you a sweet pleasant game. Well, she says, me kind sir, I'm not given to gaming, but nevertheless I am willing to learn. But the game that we play, it must be all fours, and then I will hold you three to your one. So she cut the cards, I chose to deal them, dealing myself not the ace but the jack. But she had the ace and the deuce for to follow, these are the very best cards in the pack. Well, she led off her race and she stole me Jack from me, which made her high-low Jack and the game. She said, me fine sir, I have fairly beat you, or else we will play the game over again. But I picked up me hat and I bade her good morning, leaving her high-low Jack and the game. I says, me fair maid, I'll be this way tomorrow, and then we will play the game over again. And that's where a woman may conquer a man.
And who are you, me pretty fair maid? And who are you, me honey? Who are you, me pretty fair maid? And who are you, me honey? She answered to me quite modestly, I am me mother's darling with a little eye. Fal-da-diddle-da, diary fal-da-diddle-dairy-yo. And will you come to me mother's house when the moon is shining clearly? Oh, and will you come to me mother's house when the moon is shining clearly? I'll open the door and I'll let you in, and diddle the one will hear us with a mitter. Oh, yeah, fal the diddle da, diary fal the diddle dairy yo. So I went to her house in the middle of the night when the moon was shining clearly. Oh, I went to her house in the middle of the night when the moon was shining clearly. She opened the door and she let me in, and divil the one did hear us with a mitter. Oh, yeah, father diddle da, diary father diddle dairy yo. Oh, she took me horse, be the bridle and the bit, and she led him to the stable. Oh, she took me horse, be the bridle and the bit, and she led him to the stable. Send there's plenty of oats for the soldier's horse to eat it if he's able with a mitter. Oh, yeah, fal the diddle da, diary fal the diddle dairy yo. And she took me by the lily white hand, and she led me to the table. Oh, she took me by the lily white hand, and she led me to the table. Send there's plenty of wine for a soldier boy, so drink it if you're able with a mitter. Oh, yeah, father diddle da, diary father diddle dairy yeah. Then I got up and I made the bed and I made it nice and easy. Oh, then I got up and I made the bed and I made it nice and easy. Then I got up and I laid her down, saying, lassie, are you able with a mitter? Oh, yeah, father diddle da, diary father diddle dairy yeah. And there we lay till the break of the day, and divil the one did hear us. Oh, and there we lay till the break of the day, and divil the one did hear us. Then I arose and put on me clothes, saying, lassie, I must leave you with a mitter. Oh, yeah, father diddle da, diary father diddle dairy yo. And when will you return again? And when will we get married? And when will you return again? And when will we get married? When broken shells make Christmas bells, we might well get married with a mitter. Oh, yeah, father diddle da, diary father diddle dairy yo.
Music by Planksty there. I thought I'd break out of some of my old favorites. We started that set with, we started with a tune from their album, The Well Below the Valley. And then after that, we heard from Patterson, Jordan, and Dipper, The Game of All Fours. Patterson, Jordan, and Dipper are James Patterson, Ralph Jordan, and John Dipper. The name of the CD is Flat Earth. And then we heard from Planksty again. Well, the mysteries of how things can vanish around the air studio just when you need them. We heard a set of tunes, and then we heard As I Roved Out. And that's Planksty from their album, The Well Below the Valley-o. And, you are listening to Shelty Gale on your community-powered radio station, KGNU. And we are sort of in the middle of Triple Crown period. The Derby was a couple of weeks ago. Forget exactly. The Preakness is coming up this coming Saturday, I believe. And so, just in order to acknowledge that it's horse racing season, I got a few songs lined up about various horse races. Starting out with Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, The Plains of Kildare. There are some American songs about a horse named Stewball. And I believe they come from an Irish horse who was a skewbald. Now, actually, a skewbald horse is a pinto horse. I think it's a brown spotted horse as opposed to a piebald, which would be a black and white spotted horse. And I believe that the reason they don't bet on the skewbald is because pinto horses were not considered quite, oh, fashionable enough or something as thoroughbreds. So, at any rate, we'll start hearing about Skewball and his American counterpart, Stewball. So, starting out here with Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, The Plains of Kildare.
Bold sportsmen, and listen to my story about noble Stewball, that gallant racing pony. Arthur Marble was the man that first brought Stewball here, but to run with Miss Grease along the plains of Kildare. And the fame of his actions we've heard of before, but now he is challenged by young Mrs. Gore. With Miss Greasel, that handsome grey mare, the 10,000 gold guineas on the plains of Kildare. And the cattle they were brought out with saddle, whip and bridle, and the gentleman did shout at the sight of the gallant riders, viewing the cattle just as they came there. Oh, they all laid their money on the Monaghan grey mare. And the order it was given, and away they did fly. Stewball like an arrow, the grey mare passed by. And if you had been there to have seen them going round, you'd have thought to your heart the feet there touched the ground. And when at last they came to halfway round the course, Stewball and his rider began to discourse. Says Stewball to the rider, "Can you tell to me how far is that grey mare this moment from me?" Says the rider to Stewball, "You run in great style, you're ahead of the grey mare almost half a mile. You keep your running, I vow and I swear that you never will be beaten by the Monaghan grey mare." Thank you.
horse, Duval was a racehorse, and I wish he were mine. He never drank water, he always drank wine. His bridle was silver, his mane, and I wish he were mine.
Sorry, I don't speak any French. Je suis Martin Parthi. Hey, hello.
Sportsman ball, come listen to my story of the bald cue ball, that noble racing pony. Arthur Marvel was the man who was born the skew ball over. He's a diamond in the land, and he rolls around in clover. These horses were on a broad down with saddle, whip and bridle, and the gentlemen did shout when they saw the noble rider. And then some did shout to Ray as the air was thick with curses on the grey Griselda. Sportsmen laid their purses. Trumpeted in sound, they shot off like an arrow, scarcely touched the ground, where the coping it was narrow. Then Griselda passed him by, as the gentleman did all around. The grey will win the day, and the skew bald he will follow. But halfway round the track, up spoke the noble rider, "I fear we must fall back, for she's going like a tiger." Up spoke the noble horse, "Ride on, ride on, me master, for we're halfway round the track, and it's now we'll see you's faster." Swiftly o'er than grass, skew ball flew like lightning. So swiftly o'er than grass, that the grey mare she was taken. Ride on, be noble horse, for the good 200 guineas. Oh, your saddle should be of gold when we pick up our winnings. So way past the winning post, you were once a herding, an horse and rider both, called for sherry, wine and brandy. And it's there they drank the oath of the gallant Miss Griselda, and all who lost their money on the sporting plains are killed there.
That was Martin Carthy. Must have been playing somewhere in France. The album is called Classic Carthy, and the song was Skewbald. We started that set. This is a set we're doing in honor of sort of horse racing month here. As I mentioned before, in case you didn't know, the Preakness is coming up on Saturday. And so we started that set with Andy Irvine and Paul Brady. That's also the name of the album, with singing The Plains of Kildare about the skewbald. And then we went to the American version sung here by Peter, Paul, and Mary called Stewball. And this is from a CD called The Very Best of Peter, Paul, and Mary. And I think it's on some other albums of theirs, too. Then we heard some great guitar playing in the middle there by Dick Aachen from his CD just called Gauchen. Let's see. We heard some tunes. Marches, Alan McPherson of Moss Park, and the Jig of Slurs. That's performed by Dick Gauchin on guitar. And then we finished up there with Martin Carthy from, it's called Classic Carthy, singing The Skewbald. Well, the time is 7:32, and we have a quick announcement before we get back to some more horse racing songs.
Schultegale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
And that reminds me, I do have a couple of concert announcements. Just to let you know that Adam Agee and John Sousa will be in concert on Sunday, June 5th at 4 p.m. at Synagogue Neve Kodesh. That's at 1925 Glenwood Drive in Boulder. Adam Agee and John Sousa are two of Colorado's most sought-after traditional Irish musicians and have been playing together since 2004. And again, they will be performing Sunday, June 5th, 4 p.m. at Neve Kodesh. That's at 1925 Glenwood Drive in Boulder. And also, Avornine performs at Katie Mullins on the 16th Street Mall in Denver on the 27th at 9 p.m. And let's see. Yeah, I think that's all we have on that till the end of the month. Also, Adam Goldstein, the lead singer and guitarist, we'll be doing a late-night Saturday gig at Lanny's Clock Tower Cabaret on the 21st and the 28th. So, just a few things going on around the neighborhood. And also, I wanted to mention, last time I was on my show, sometimes I just have trouble pushing buttons on the telephone, and I couldn't get it to work, and I meant to mention it on the show and got involved with other stuff like music and forgot, but I was pushing the phone buttons. A couple of people called, and somehow I could not connect. So maybe whoever it was hung up just before I answered, or else it was just the button pushed the connection and nothing happened. So if that was you, I'm sorry about that. Usually it works every once in a while. It just doesn't like me. And you know how computers are, they. And, you know, it's not a computer. It's just a very fancy telephone. And, you know, sometimes they're in a bad mood or whatever. So anyway, to get back to the music, more horse racing coming up, because it is the season of the Triple Crown, the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes. And so we've been hearing about the Skewbald. Well, now we're going to hear from Ian and Sylvia about Molly and Tenbrooks. And then, well, we'll get back to the British Isles for more. So here is Ian and Sylvia, Molly and Tenbrooks.
They said we've taken your racehorse away. I believe it was that bookmaker on Grail who I believe put one in a pair of the finest, yeah, in the field. From the head to the shoulders, oh yeah, ever saw the heels. I believe every sporting man will cry, who I believe. She goes passing by on the line in the silver bell. She stole every heart away, stood a stand at 16 hands. I'd ride her easy and take her. Take on my racehorse away. Take on my racehorse away. Oh, there's a race course in the sky where all the racing horses go by and by. Every steward, lord, and groom who I believe call in her home, she would look me in the eye. That was all she had to say. Stood a standard 16 hands, ride her easy. They've taken, thank you.
Well, we've been listening to a bunch of songs about racehorses. So we started out with a set sort of mainly around Skewbald or Stewball. And then in this set, we started out with Ian and Sylvia singing Molly and Ten Brooks, and that's from their album Play One More. Then we heard from Richard Thompson, The Angels Took My Racehorse Away, and that's on a CD called The Songs Pour Down Like Silver. I believe this is from a box set. I'm not sure if it's what the original album was that one was on. But at any rate, that's Richard Thompson, The Angels Took My Racehorse Away. And we finished up there with a tune from Planxty from their CD, The Well Below the Valley. Well, coming up right now, we have an interview about the Beltania Festival coming up. Jordan Beard, who is the community outreach volunteer with the Beltania Spirituality and Music Festival, talked with KGNU's Guy Erickson last week about the festival, which has a significant Celtic orientation. This year's Beltania Festival takes place Thursday through Sunday, just east of Colorado Springs.
We are a spiritual retreat and music festival. This year it takes place the 19th through the 22nd of May. That is just coming up here this next weekend. And it is really a family-friendly environment for people to explore and expand on their faith. We are very open and invite people of all faiths to attend. I know of Christians and agnostics that attend our festival. It is open to anyone who comes with an open mind and wishes to have a spiritual experience. Beltane is a Celtic holiday, classically observed with the maypole dance, representing the masculine divine and the feminine divine coming together to make a force of creation, renewal, and rebirth. In the ancient world, the holiday of Beltane was essential for their view on how the crops would grow and the bringing of the season of spring and then summer. We have a number of other things also going on at the festival, including traditions from multiple faiths. We have an ancestor shrine, for example. We have a sanctuary for people to come and pray and have some quiet time. In addition, we have young men and women doing rites of passage. And we have a sweat lodge, which is a blended tradition, including Native American, Norse, Celtic, as well as the Southern European traditions. This year, we're very honored to have a few very famous authors in the pagan community. Janet Farrar and Gavin Bone will be there. It's quite a treat to have them here. They are very well known in the community, and between them have quite a few books that they have authored, as well as their leadership and inspiration that they have given. We also have River and Joyce Higginbotham, also authors, teachers, and leaders in the community. They've written a number of books. They have a new one out, A Guide to Personal Transformation, published by Llewellyn.
Tell us a little bit about some of the musicians who will be performing. I know Skeen Dhu is one of the featured performers, and they're a longtime KGNU favorite.
They do a very interesting blend of traditional and modern Celtic music. We also have music of almost every ilk, from the classical folk to pure drums, including peak drum and rhythm. Odin's Other Eye, which does a very modern rock style of music. Sensory Orchestra is another one that we're having new this year. And then another crowd favorite that we've had back year after year is S.J. Tucker, who is just fantastic, blending jazz, folk, and free-range sound to really interact with the crowd. A lot of fun. One of the big things for Beltania Festival is that we maintain a family-friendly atmosphere. So the grounds, for the most part, are kept entirely family-friendly, safe for children. Then after dark, there is one specific segment of the grounds that is designated as an adult-only area. And they will have late-night drum circles. Until 10 o'clock, they'll be gathered around what we call our Wild Woods fire pit. And then after 10, we will move them inside. And that will actually be in the same building where we have the concerts. The acoustics in there are just great, and drumming will go until 2, 3 in the morning, where people can really let their hair down and celebrate the fertility festival that Beltane is. And that really helps to bring out that spirit of prosperity and that connection of the ancient with the new. Our new location at La Forêt Mountain Retreat and Conference Center is run by the United Church of Christ, and they are absolutely Christian, and they have been fantastic, I have to say. We, again, have Christians in attendance, and they enjoy it. We open this up to anyone of any faith that wants to come and just see what we do. It is about having a spiritual experience, and that is really our goal, is that everyone that comes through that gate have a spiritual experience and have a good time. We are a nonprofit organization, and we are volunteer-staffed. And I have to say, again, we have to thank La Forêt for their warmth and their welcoming attitude. They last year actually got in and enjoyed some of our stuff and enjoyed the Maypole dance with us, which is easy and a lot of fun. So it was a really good time, and we want to extend our thanks for that to them. It is in the Black Forest, just a little bit east of Colorado Springs. Again, that's at the La Forêt Conference and Retreat Center, and that is the 19th through the 22nd.
And that was Jordan Beard, community outreach volunteer with the Beltania Spirituality and Music Festival. For more information, you can visit beltania.org. That's BELTANIA.ORG. And another Celtic-related event tonight, Misty Bernard will be playing a set of world and Celtic music from 8 to 9 p.m., followed by the rock band Heavy Set from 9 to 11 at the Laughing Goat Coffee Shop at 17th and Pearl in Boulder. That's tonight, starting at 8. Well, let's get back to a little more music now. Let's see, we're going to hear from Mick Ryan and Paul Downs.
Your rambling boys are pleasure. Give ear unto these words I write, for I own I am a rover. Rambling, I take great delight. I have set my heart on a fair girl, and oftentimes she does me slight, and my heart is never easy. Although my darling's in my sight, down by yon flowery garden, where me and my true love do meet, I took her in my arms, and to her I gave kisses sweet. She bade me take love easy, as the leaves are falling from yon tree. But I was young and foolish, with my true love could not agree. Oh, the second time I saw my love, I thought her heart was surely mine. Ah, but as the weather changes, my darling girl, she changed her mind. Gold is the root of evil. their hearts like mine be e'er so true.
Favorite president? Why, President Rushmore. His platform for the presidential run of 1872 was that the economy needed a plant sale exactly like the one KGNU will be holding Sunday, June 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And what KGNU has is a jumpstart program for donations of plants and gardening tools. Just bring these items in to KGNU between May 20th through June 2nd. And you know, I'm almost positive that President Rushmore would have fully endorsed KGNU's plant sale. It's for the economy.
Petticoat, the Dublin Reel, and the Wind That Shakes the Barley. That's from their album Cold Glow and the Rainy Night. And song before that we heard from Mick Ryan and Paul Downs, and You Ramblin' Boys of Pleasure, an old favorite of mine. And that's from their CD, When Every Song Was New. That's Mick Ryan and Paul Downs. Well, my name's Leslie Lomas, and as always, it's been a pleasure to be with you here tonight to bring you Shelty Gael, Celtic music from all over the Celtic world. And so you are now alerted that it's Triple Crown season, and hope you enjoyed all those horse racing songs. It's 1 minute after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online all around the world at kgnu.org. And stay tuned now for music from all over the world with Musica Mundi and George.
Se quedan los niños.